He's as good a draft analyst as we have. TJ Hushmanzada, Fox Sports. Played in the NFL for over a decade. Tied for the most receptions in the NFL one of those years. He joins us live. Okay, you've called it with Justin Herbert. You've called it on this show with Chase Claypool. You've called it with Joe Burrow. You called it with Josh Allen. Mac Jones. I don't know. TJ, I don't know, man. He doesn't move. It's 2021. What do you make of the Niners going to 3 and picking him potentially?
Colin, I'm with you on that. And when you see, oh, the Niners want Mac Jones, I just find it hard to believe this day and age they're going to tell you who they want this soon. It has to be a smokescreen. It has to be a diversion to someone else. There's just no way we know the top three picks of the draft this soon. It has to be somebody else they're eyeing, but I don't know why they would try to hide it. Everybody knows it's going to be Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. And then I just can't envision it being Mac Jones, but maybe they see something that others don't. They better get him the type of weapons he had at Alabama or it could get ugly real quick.
Now, listen, the reality is stuff only gets out if people want it out. If San Francisco doesn't want this number three pick out, it would not be out. So that I'm with you. They like this stuff leaking and freaking people out. Okay. Cincinnati, you know them well. They got the fifth pick. Joe Burrow played with Ja'Marr Chase, who is an unbelievable talent. Do you take a risk and so say, we'll get the offensive lineman later. There's no other Ja'Marr Chase in this draft. We're going with him and sacrifice the offensive line.
Colin, rule number one, protect the quarterback. And so if the Bengals can't protect the quarterback, they could have Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, and T on outside. What does it matter? It is not going to make a difference. And so I'm a skill guy. Obviously, I'm a wide receiver. We get all the glory. We score the touchdowns. But I understand the game of football. Games are won and lost up front. And if you can't protect Joe, it doesn't matter. The Bengals can get a receiver that can contribute in the second round like they did last year with T. Higgins. Because Rondale Moore, and I've said this before, Rondale Moore, Elijah Moore, Tutu Atwell. One of those three receivers will be available in the second round, and they'll be able to help the Bengals just as much as the receiver in the first round. Draft the lineman, keep Joe protected.
Yeah, by the way, you love that Purdue wide receiver. Say his name again for our audience.
Rondale Moore, absolutely. Oh, my God. If he can stay healthy, this dude is he's small in stature height-wise. It's about 5'7", 5'8", about 185 pounds. He benched 225 23 times. The dude is so strong, so fast, and extremely – he might be gone. He'll probably get drafted in the first round. He's that good. He's just short in height. But, boy, he can play football.
Okay, how is Sam Darnold – you know Carolina's personnel. Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore was really good, actually. McCaffrey, they went and got Dan Arnold, a tight end, a long tight end. O-line's okay. They need a left tackle. How do you think Darnold fits with the staff, the coaches, the line, the players?
It's the best group of guys, and we're talking, when I say guys, I mean coaching staff as well, that he's been a part of. Seen Sam yesterday. We're on the field throwing. Said, are you excited? He said, man, I couldn't be more excited. And so for Sam, this is his chance to go, not prove everybody wrong, just prove yourself right. You know you can play the game of football. You got DJ Moore. You got Robbie Anderson, who had the 1,200-yard season with you. And with you with the Jets. Now you have him back again in Carolina. You got McCaffrey. You have so many weapons. But the thing is, when I look at Adam Gase, Tannehill couldn't play in Miami. He's a stud now in Tennessee. Devontae Parker couldn't play in Miami. He had 1,200 yards as soon as Adam Gase leaves. Kenyon Drake was average in Miami. He goes to Arizona. He looked like he can play. Sam Darnold's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's really good. Adam Gase is not hireable. He is. Right. So you literally saw Sam Darnold yesterday throwing the football.
We were on the field yesterday, and I made it a point to ask him, how do you feel about the trade going to Carolina? He said, I couldn't be more happier. I'm excited. Exact words, verbatim.
TJ Hushmanzada lives the life I wish I lived, hanging out with Sam Darnold. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, Jeopardy host, during and being quarterback of the Packers. Does that sound like it could work?
No chance. the amount of time you have to put in for both to just be okay, let alone great, you wouldn't have the time. You have a bad game, you're going to question his commitment. There's just no way he would do it. The game of football is so fun. He's still playing at a high level. You can do all these smoke screens and, oh, man, I would love to be the full-time host. Whoever they hire, they're going to keep the job forever. Aaron Rodgers is going to play football for the next handful of years at a high level. He's not going to host Jeopardy. It sounds good. It's a good story. But he's a quarterback, and he'll be playing football.
By the way, could you have – you were a receiver, which is not quite as demanding at quarterback. Could you have had a second job full-time?
No, it's just the amount of physical preparation that goes into playing. Absolutely not. You're training sometimes twice a day. You're so physically fatigued, and a lot of times you're mentally fatigued. You don't want to do anything else. You come home and you just want to take a shower, sit there and relax every day because you're putting your body through so much. And we're just talking physically. And so mentally, you just don't have the energy to try to do other things, even if you wanted to.
Okay, so you work out with all these quarterbacks. So in review, you've told us that Zach Wilson is crazy talented. You've told us that Justin Fields is going to be great. Have you seen Trey Lance yet?
I have not seen Trey Lance. I've seen Trevor. I've seen Zach. I've seen Justin. I've seen Kyle Trask. Those are the only quarterbacks that I've seen getting ready for the draft. But yeah, I have not seen Trey Lance at all.
What if he wanted to work out with you?
Oh, of course. Always welcome. The competition brings out the best of everybody. So when you get guys out here that can compete, you see a guy that's your peer. You want to show him what I'm about. And so if he wants to come on out here and get this work, he's more than welcome.
Good stuff. TJ, great seeing you, buddy.
Colin, I appreciate it. You enjoy. Take care.